Shalom and good morning. We continue to understand the Jewish people, the Jewish brother. We say that the book of Romans 9 talks about the Jewish yesterday, past, how God chose them and how they walked on the path of God. The only revealed path was the path of the law. They did quite well. But today, chapter 10, they have missed the way. They have not upgraded their knowledge of the way. You see, God's way began by when people were walking without the law. When you read the Bible, there was a time people lived without the law. And the Bible says, in those days, God overlooked. Number two, second part in this path, is when God called Abraham. And when God called Abraham, he gave him the law. Of course, it was through Moses. Let's talk about it. It was through Moses. But, you know, the father of faith was called. And by then, he began by not having the law per se. And he walked by faith. He walked by following God. That was the initial one. God has always wanted him to walk like this. But sometimes he did not have the law. But how was he following God? How did Abraham followed God from Ur of Chaldean without the law? He followed. He said, come, I show you the praise, the Lord that I will give you. He followed him. He believed God. And God credited to him as right living. Then, much later, this Israelite son began walking slow with God, stopped walking, stopped believing in God. And in the time of Moses, this is in God's corridor, God gave the law. When God gave the law, the Israelites walked on the path of God. It was the path of the law, or the law's path. And they did well. They knew it. They walked very well. But the law was pointing to a time when God would come in human form. So when God came in Emmanuel, in Jesus, Emmanuel, the Jew was left in the second part of the law. He did not realize that Jesus was the head of the law. He continued walking on the law. And that's why we began by talking about in Romans 10, verse 1, when Paul is saying that his desire is that they may be saved. Because they have a zeal, but the zeal have no knowledge. What knowledge don't they have? They do not know that God upgraded the path. The path is no longer laws. It's now the path of grace. It's the path of right living by faith, by believing in what God has done. And so the Jew does not have that knowledge. The other knowledge that he does not have is that he is not the only one walking on this path. It is for everyone now. So he still feels that he is the one who is supposed to be walking on this, because he's still walking on the law. But we are not on the law's path. We've gone back to faith, where it began with his father Abraham. So it began with faith, came back to the law, you know, then it came back without the law again. Go back to the faith again in Christ Jesus, you know, in the work that Christ has done. That's why Romans 10 verses 11, we go all the way to 21, the God is re-educating his servant, his firstborn son, the Jew. Is being given knowledge. You see, he was walking with zeal without knowledge. He's now being given the knowledge of this new path of being born again, the path of being put to be declared righteous by faith alone. He doesn't know this. He need more education. Verses 11, he says, as the scripture tells us, he's now talking to the Jews and the Gentiles are listening. Anyone who trusts in him will never be disgraced. This path is not walked by one person. It is walked by anyone. The Jew does not know this. So the education that is being given is that the target audience of salvation is not him alone, is anyone. In fact, when he was called from Ur of Chaldean through Abram, he was called to go and call the rest of the nations of the world that they may walk together on this path of faith. But he stopped. That's why God introduced the law. So now he says that anyone who walks in the who trusts in the Lord will never be disgraced. The Jew does not know that anyone has been accommodated because he is behind God's timelines and God carried out. God says the Jews and the Gentiles are the same in this respect. They have the same Lord who gives generously to all who call on him. The Jew does not accommodate that. He does not allow that. That's why he does not allow his brother to come on the table. He feels bad that his brother has come. But here, the Father is saying, anyone who calls on the name of the Lord, Jews and Gentile, they are the same. God gives them generously to all who call on him. And then he says, those for everyone, Jew and Gentile, who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. The Jew does not know that. He need to be re-educated again. How bad it is those who knew the word of God has forgotten to upgrade the knowledge of Jesus Christ upon them. It is good to keep studying the Bible so that we upgrade what God has said. The danger of selective reading of the word of God is that we may be believing in only a few verses and we do 100% of that. We have zeal, but we don't have or knowledge. Let's continue to see what this new knowledge, the Jew need to know. But how can they call on the name of the, but how can they call on him to save them unless they believe? So the Jew is being told that anyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But how that happens is that only when they believe. But how can they believe without having heard? And so the other thing is that you need to hear the message. The Jew has not heard it. He has refused to hear it. He has rejected it. And how can they hear without someone telling them? They do not want any other person to tell them. They are so proud that they don't want to be told because they were the one telling others. Now that they don't know, they cannot accept any other one. How will anyone go and tell them without being sent? They don't believe that other peoples have been sent. That's why the scripture says, how beautiful are the feet of messengers who bring the good news. But not everyone welcomes the good news. Now look, the Jew does not hear the author says, not everyone welcomes the good news. Why is it? Who is not everyone? Who is it not welcoming the good news? The Jews themselves. They don't accept this. They don't welcome it. The Gentiles do. Why are they not welcoming the good news? Because they are still behind the Father's schedule. They're still walking by the path of the law. They have not come the path of grace. They have forgotten that his father, Abraham, began by the path of faith. So this path is the same. It was supposed to be faith, from faith to faith to faith. But because of the disobedience, that's how the law came. We are told that the law came to show or to tell us how much we have erred from God. It was a shepherd to bring us back to where we are supposed to be. But now that Jesus came and returned us back to the path, Jews, Gentiles, the second born son comes and they have been accepted by the Father. But not everyone who welcomed the good news. Why? For Isaiah the prophet said, Lord, who has believed our message? So faith comes by hearing that is hearing the good news about Christ. The Jew does not want to hear the good news about Christ, and so he does not have faith. He has been on the table for too long, but he has missed that cool message. But I ask, have the people of Israel actually heard the message? Yes, they had. The message has gone throughout the earth and the words to all the world. But I ask, did the people of Israel really understand? Yes, they heard, but they understood. They did. For even in the time of Moses, God said, I will allows your jealousy through people who are not even a nation. I'll provoke your anger through the foolish Gentiles. And later Isaiah spoke boldly for God, saying, I was found by people who are not looking for me. I showed myself to those who are not asking for me. But regarding Jews, God said, all day long I opened my arms to them, but they were disobedient and rebellious. Now, why the Jew has zeal without knowledge is just because of rebellious. God's hands are opened for him again. He has not lost him also, but he is suffering from disobedience. He is suffering from rebelliousness, and he does not want to go. He is the parable that is told in the book of Matthew of a father who had two sons. He told the first one, son, go today to my land and work. And the firstborn son says, I will. But he did not. Then he said the other one, son, go to my land and work. He said, I will not. But later on, he changed his mind and went. So this is the Gentile. And so the Jew, disobedience and rebelliousness is the spirit that has made him to miss the path. May God deal with our disobedience. May God deal with Jews' disobedience. But has God lost him forever? Not at all. But he'll suffer this. You see, we are told that he heard the message. He understood the message, but he rejected the message. And so out there are people we go to preach to who already heard the message. They have already understood the message, but they have rejected it. The way we preach to them is different. Sometimes God he provoked them by being found by people who are not looking for him. By the way, God came to the Gentiles not because they had the message. God revealed himself, maybe through visions, through dreams, through natural, revelation. He allowed them to find him, even if they were not looking for him. What a gracious God we are. So there are so many ways God can use to make us come to him. Either he can use the law, either he can use our knowledge, or he can just reveal ourselves. But finally, all what he's looking for is faith. Father, we pray that you may help us to believe in you. Help us not to disobey. Help us to learn that the head of the law is Jesus. And help us to believe in the grace that is given by Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.